Hey everybody, this is Chris. I'm back, and I'm still with Bryant.
Yep.
And
This is about 5 minutes later, probably.
yeah, roughly. And yes, the recordings do work. Unless I catastrophically mess up again, we should be fine. If the audio, if his Skype audio is too loud, let me know because I'm not going to put these all up at once. But if you guys think we should make some changes, then please do comment or let me know somehow.
Yeah, because I do seem a little loud when listening to the recordings. I don't know if it's just me, but my voice seems a little loud in the recording. So if you need us to make some adjustments, let us know, because.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not saying this is professional, well, because it's not really, but I mean, I try to make it decent. Let's see. Okay, so I think I'm still on the first floor.
Current location, 1 THIRTEE in first floor. You've been
What?
here before.
Okay, that's weird. It's
It's
supposed to
11
be.
o'clock.
I don't know why it's always.
Oh, and there's your time announcement. You what?
Was going to say, I don't know why it spells that.
Yeah, they're supposed to be numbers. I think that's just a problem with the speech that I'm using. NeoSpeech, it's an old version of NeoSpeech. Okay, so I'm gonna hit period.
You descend to the second floor.
And right away you can hear a door off to the left. Let's hit X.
Three doors. One door on the east wall. One unexplored. Two doors on the west wall. Two unexplored.
Let's go east.
Encountered three enemies.
Oh.
Harper Lee, Goblin Assassin, waste, 7 damage. Injured. Ratkin Fighter, Harper Lee, back left paw, 3 damage.
Ooh.
William Shakespeare, fight.
That's something else to mention. Different weapons have different sounds.
Goblin Assassin, 2 damage. Injured. Light damage, badly injured. Kobold Mage. Kobold Mage casts Firebolt. William Shakespeare. Waste, 2 damage. Goblin Assassin, Harper Lee. Harper Lee, Goblin Assassin. 6 damage. Critically injured. Ratkin Fighter. Ratkin Fighter uses Flurry. Back right paw, 3 damage.
Uh-oh.
Goblin Assassin, Harper Lee. William Shakespeare, fight.
Yeah, Flurry can be bad because they attack multiple times.
Goblin Assassin, 3 damage.
Yeah,
Critically
but
injured,
they have a
6
huge
damage.
delay
The
after
Goblin
they
Assassin has been defeated. Kobold Mage. Kobold Mage
attack.
casts Grow. Kobold Mage grows to incredible size. Harper Lee, Kobold Mage, 2 damage. Kobold Mage. The Kobold Mage grabs a crude copper Basilard off the ground and begins wielding it. William Shakespeare, fight.
Yeah, see the Ratkin is lagging.
Ratkin Fighter. Critical hit, 2 damage. Injured. Right hand, 4 damage. The Kobold Mage's right hand is mangled, badly injured. Harper Lee, Ratkin Fighter, 8 damage. Injured. Grow has faded from the Kobold Mage. Kobold Mage, Harper Lee. William Shakespeare, fight.
Let me show you some techniques.
Techniques, true shot.
True shot, this is a ranger thing. I think that's supposed to be more accurate, but that's a single shot. I don't use that. Multi-shot
Multi-shot.
is really cool because that targets everything. And if you increase the level of that skill, it does it like 7 or 8 times. And if you're.
And if you're hiding and you're an assassin and you have the
Yeah.
multi-shot ability, you can do some serious damage.
Yeah, you're a force to be reckoned with because when you're hiding, you do extra damage and it applies it to all those shots. So, yeah.
Plus, there's critical hit chance too.
Yeah,
So.
critical hit does even more damage if it happens. So, once this guy gets a bow, man, he's gonna be pretty badass.
Long bows are better. Short bows aren't that good, but.
Yes, long bows are better.
Hide.
Yeah.
And of course, hide.
Trish, hide.
I'm gonna hide.
William Shakespeare slips into the shadows. Harper Lee, Ratkin Fighter, 8 damage. Critically injured. Kobold Mage, Harper Lee. Ratkin Fighter. Ratkin Fighter uses Flurry. William Shakespeare. Fight. Ratkin Fighter.
Who should I take out? Actually, I guess, can you do multi-shot without a bow?
Advanced techniques.
I don't think it'll work. You can try.
Let's see.
Ratkin Fighter. Multi-shot can be used until you've equipped a ranged weapon. Hide has faded from William Shakespeare. Fight.
Yeah.
Ratkin Fighter.
And I just wasted my turn. Actually, I think it would work with my sling. But the sling, I don't like the swing.
Cobalt Mage.
I don't like slings. I don't think
swing.
You do much damage.
Yeah.
Cobalt Mage has been sent sprawling.
There's staff slings, which are actually better, I think. But rangers can't use those.
Eight damage. The Cobalt Mage has been defeated. William Shakespeare. Fight. Rat. Five damage.
I think only like tricksters or something.
255 experience awarded. Collected 1 gold.
Yeah, I think the staff slings are actually better, but I'm not sure because I don't use them.
Resting.
Yeah, I don't think rangers can use them.
William Shakespeare has restored an ability point.
Actually.
Resting completed.
Yeah, now, if you want to do the most damage, well, there's a couple things that affect that. If you're melee, you want to have weapons that are at least good quality or better.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably axes or swords or bows. If you're a caster, the higher your intelligence value is, the more powerful your spells will be.
Resting.
Yep. Whips are also pretty good too.
Resting yes. Completed. Saving game.
Save game.
But those can only be used by adventurers, so.
Nearest unexplored space, east, 1. Nearest unexplored space, south, 1.
So it's just,
Encountered one enemy, Goblin Shaman. Goblin Shaman casts lightning, Harper Lee.
And
lightning arcs to William Shakespeare. Ooh. Tail, 4 damage, waist, 5 damage, Harper Lee. Goblin Shaman, 8 damage, injured. William Shakespeare, fight.
Yeah, lightning is an area spell, so it'll affect everything in your party.
Yeah.
That's
Shaman, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know why it says Shaman.
Goblin Shaman. This is a male Goblin Shaman. He appears injured. He is wearing a dubious copper buckler on his left arm. He is wielding a dubious large copper war hammer in his left hand. He has no serious...
Now, annoyingly, if you've got the AI controlling these things, they like to heal. I'll show you.
Left hand. 6 damage. The Goblin Shaman's left hand is mangled. The Goblin Shaman drops a dubious large copper war hammer. Badly injured. 4 damage. Critically injured. Harper Lee. Goblin Shaman. 8 damage. The Goblin Shaman has been defeated.
He died.
80 experience awarded. Collected 2 gold.
Well, I guess you can't.
Whoops.
Nearest unexplored space. West. 1.
But yeah, those are annoying because they like to heal stuff.
Yeah, they constantly heal.
Nearest unexplored space, south, 1.
Sometimes, though, I've noticed they're really stupid because they heal locations that don't actually need healing, and they completely waste their...
Yeah.
...their turn.
Nearest unexplored space, north, 1, west, 2, north, 4. Encounter 2 enemies. Giant Rat, William Shakespeare, waste, 2 damage. Cave Bat, Harper Lee. William Shakespeare, 5 damage, critically injured, 4 damage. The giant rat has been defeated. Harper Lee, cave bat. Cave bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. Head, 8 damage. The cave bat's head is bitten off.
Ooh.
Harper Lee spits cave bat's head onto the ground. The cave bat has been defeated. 45 experience awarded.
Yeah, you can cut off body parts if you have the right weapons. If you don't, they get mangled or broken.
Resting.
Well,
I like decapitating stuff. If
yes.
I do enough damage.
Resting completed.
Oh, and
cave bat corp, cave bat head.
If you pick up heads,
you've picked up a cave bat head. Cancelled.
You can use them as armor.
William Tarso head. You're wearing nothing on your head. Cave bat head. You fashion a crude skull cap out of the cave bat head. You've equipped an useless cave bat head skull cap. William's equipment menu head.
A skull cap.
Cancelled.
And if you have
and
hands,
and it isn't
or...
very much protection at all.
No. If you have hands and feet and arms, those become clubs. I'm gonna go into equipment.
William's You are wearing an remove useless cave bat heads. You've removed and cancelled.
Now if I hit I...
Inventory menu. Dubious wolf leather sling.
This is your inventory. You can go through the menu.
Unidentified scroll.
It's also vertical or horizontal.
Dubious wolf leather sling.
Which again is something new that I learned. All menus are horizontal as well. So you can either go through this with your arrow keys or you can hit tab to sort the list by different criteria.
Weapons. Dubious wolf leather sling.
Weapons.
Clothing and armor. Useless cave bat head skull cap. Useless cave bat head skull cap.
I'm gonna hit D.
You've dropped an useless cave bat head skull cap.
And the inventory closes. Because there's nothing left.
Nearest unexplored space. West. 2. North. 4. East. 4. South. 2. East. 6. North. Goblin shaman corpse. Dubious large copper war hammer. Dubious copper buckler. Dubious large copper war hammer. Cancelled.
Now that's something else. I think that's a bug. But if creatures drop things, you hear the item noise and not the corpse. I don't know if that's a bug or what.
I don't know.
Nearest unexplored space.
The scan.
South. 2. East. 6. Encountered 3 enemies.
Oh, that's right.
Dungeon Creep 2. Harper Lee. 2 damage.
Oh.
Dungeon Creep 3. Dungeon Creep uses subdivide.
Oh, these things are
Dungeon
annoying.
Dungeon Creep splits in 2. Dungeon Creep 1. Dungeon Creep uses subdivide. Dungeon Creep splits in 2. Harper Lee. Dungeon Creep 2. 8 damage. The Dungeon Creep has been defeated. William Shakespeare. Fight.
Yeah. Now, these aren't hard to kill, but they split and they make copies of themselves.
Yeah, and there's a version of these later that are a little harder.
Yeah, they're stronger. Also, if you're a wanderer, you can learn this if you use the observe skill on dungeon creeps or crypt creeps, which are the stronger versions.
Mm-hmm.
And if they use it, your character will learn it. And then if you go into the techniques menu, you can choose that option and your character will clone basically. And the clone is controlled by the AI, so you can't really determine what it does, but it can be useful, I guess. Let me try something actually. I'm gonna equip something, so I'm gonna hit E.
Head, top, right, left hand. Your left, dubious wolf leather sling. You've equipped aid techniques. Trish Pine. William Shakespeare slips into the shadows. Dungeon Creep 3. Harper Lee. 2 damage. Dungeon Creep 1. Harper Lee. Dungeon Creep 4. Harper Lee. 2 damage. Dungeon Creep 5. Harper Lee. 4 damage. Injured. Harper Lee. Dungeon Creep 4. William Shakespeare. Fight.
Okay.
Techniques.
Since I have a ranged weapon.
Trish Pine. Multi-shot. Dungeon Creep 1.
Watch this.
Sneak attack, 8 damage. The dungeon creep has been defeated. Sneak attack, critical hit, 10 damage. The dungeon creep has been defeated. Hide has faded from William Shakespeare. Dungeon Creep 5, William Shakespeare, 3 damage. Dungeon Creep 3, Harper Lee, 2 damage. Injured. Harper Lee, Dungeon Creep 5, 8 damage. The dungeon creep has been defeated. Harper Lee, Dungeon Creep 3, 8 damage. The dungeon creep has been defeated. 150 experience awarded.
Yeah, that would have been better if the skill was higher. But
yeah.
Williams talk left right left hand.
I think you get the idea.
You removed cancelled. Resting.
So just wait until I'm level 10.
William Shakespeare has restored an ability
or something
point.
Like that.
Resting completed.
And I actually get a bow because then I'll be whew.
Nearest unexplored space. South, 1, east.
Powerful.
6, north, 4, east, 1.
I love this combo. I also like playing as
encountered 3 enemies.
A fighter,
giant Harper
assassin.
Lee, 2 damage.
Oops.
Harper Lee.
Monk giant assassins are nice too.
The giant rat
actually.
Has been defeated. Giant rat 3. Harper
yes.
Lee, 3 damage.
Monk assassin.
I don't know if you played fight. Monk assassin, but I have.
I have, and if you train their, I think it's the hand-to-hand combat. Oh man, they're good, because they also have a. Combo skill, which lets them hit with their hands and feet, so they hit up to 4 times.
Giant
yeah, Ratu. Combine that with sneak attack, critical hit, iron skin, I think, would make you hit even harder.
Iron skin lets you hit harder, It also allows you to target or hit creatures that have tougher skin, which you will run into those. And if you don't have the right stuff, you won't be able to really do much damage.
5 damage. Badly injured. Giant Rat 2. Harper Lee. 3 damage. Giant Rat 3. Harper Lee.
Adventure assassins are nice too.
Harper Lee. Giant Rat 3.
Yeah, with a whip.
The giant rat has been defeated. William Shakespeare. Fight. 7 damage. The giant rat has been defeated. 75 experience awarded. William Shakespeare has restored an ability point.
Oh yeah, you have ability points, and if you run out of those, you can't use a lot of your skills. Same with the caster. Yeah. You have magic points, which I guess you'd call mana?
Resting.
I guess.
Resting completed.
Yeah.
Mana points.
Saving game. Save completed. Nearest unexplored space. East. 1. Encountered one enemy. Harper Lee. Goblin assassin. Fight damage. Goblin assassin. William Shakespeare. 2 damage.
Actually, William Shakespeare. Fight. If I miss some creatures on the first floor, I'll have to go back and check.
Harper Lee. Goblin assassin. 1 damage. Goblin assassin. Harper Lee. 2 damage. William Shakespeare. 1 damage. Harper Lee. Goblin assassin.
You might have.
7 damage. Badly injured. Goblin assassin. Harper Lee. William Shakespeare. 2 damage. Badly injured. Harper Lee. Goblin assassin. Waste. 6 damage. Critically injured. Goblin assassin. Harper Lee. William Shakespeare. 3 damage. The goblin assassin has been defeated. 80 experience awarded. Collected 1 gold. Will helps general jobs. General and help experience. William Shakespeare is level 2 and needs 742 experience. Cancelled. Okay. Nearest unexplored space. South. 1.
Did I miss something?
Encountered one enemy. Goblin fighter. Goblin fighter uses flurry. Front what? Front paw. 1 damage. Ooh. 1 damage.
Now.
Harper Lee. Goblin fighter. 8 damage. Injured. William Shakespeare. Fight.
Something I want you to notice. He's using his fists.
Goblin fighter. This is a female goblin fighter.
She
appears injured. She is wearing a dubious ash buckler on her left arm. She has no serious injuries.
Now, that tells you one of two things. Either they don't have a weapon, or the weapon that they're using is too large. Because depending on your race, that determines your size. And if you're small, there's some things you can't hold.
Right hand, 5 damage. The goblin fighter's right hand is mangled. Badly injured, 5 damage. Critically injured, Harper Lee. Goblin fighter, 8 damage. The goblin fighter has been defeated. 80 experience awarded. This dubious ash buckler. Goblin fighter, per large copper great club. Goblin fighter corpse.
Yeah, great club.
Per large copper great club.
Which I believe is a two-handed weapon.
Cancelled.
Unless you're really big like an ogre. Let's see.
They're too small for goblins, that's why it didn't show.
Yep.
Encountered 3 enemies. Harper Lee, Cave Bat 2. Cave Bat 1, Harper Lee, 1 damage. Giant Rat, William Shakespeare, 3 damage. Cave Bat 2, Harper Lee, 1 damage. William Shakespeare, fought Cave Bat, Giant Rat.
Let's actually see if I can aim for the head.
Head, 4 damage. The giant rat's head is mangled. The giant rat has been defeated. Harper Lee, Cave Bat 1. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Cave Bat 2. William Shakespeare, right arm. 1 damage. William Shakespeare, fight. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 4 damage. The
Man, it's...
The Cave Bat, Cave, giant, cave, cancelled.
It's funny, because I used to play this, and my mom kept wondering what the dog noises were. Because she could hear the game, and it was like, what is that dog noise? What is that dog?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a wolf.
Not really. I don't think he had the greatest sounds in the world, but I guess they work.
There is a stairway up here.
Did I miss anything?
Per large rat can fight per large copper ball and chain.
Ooh, that's a... That would be better if it was better quality. One more thing, if you hit X.
This is a ratkin made poor large copper ball and chain. It has the following attributes. Base damage, 4 points.
Ew.
Base accuracy, 80%.
It's made up of a larchwood handle, a copper chain, a copper spiked ball, and a cave bear leather grip.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
See. Did I miss anything?
Nearest unexplored space, east, 6, north, 4, west, 3, north, 1, west, 1, north, 1, west, 1. There is a stairway up here. Encountered 3 enemies, Ratkin Necromancer Brawler, Harper Lee, front left paw, 1 damage, front left paw, 2 damage, injured, Ratkin Adventurer Brawler uses grapple, Harper Lee is being restrained, Harper Lee, Ratkin Adventurer Brawler, 8 damage, injured, Cave Bat, William Shakespeare, 1 damage, William Shakespeare, fight.
And again, if you're paying attention to the hit sounds, you know that thing is using its fists.
Cave Bat, Ratkin Necromancer Brawler.
Which means it must have a two-handed weapon.
Critical hit, waist. Ooh. 13 damage. The Ratkin Necromancer Brawler's waist is mangled. Tail, 6 damage. The Ratkin Necromancer Brawler's tail is mangled. Badly injured.
Ooh.
Ratkin Adventurer Brawler. Ratkin Adventurer Brawler uses headbutt. Head, 5 damage. Badly injured. Ooh. Harper Lee is no longer restrained. Ratkin Necromancer Brawler. Harper Lee. Harper Lee, Cave Bat. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. William Shakespeare, fight. Ratkin, 2 damage. Badly injured. Light damage. Badly injured. Ratkin Necromancer Brawler.
Uh-oh.
Ratkin Necromancer Brawler casts Summon Bones. Cave Bat corpse's bones seep out and reform into a sinister skeleton. Cave Bat skeleton. Harper Lee, 1 damage. Badly injured. Ratkin Adventurer Brawler. Harper Lee, 2 damage. Badly injured. Harper Lee. Ratkin Adventurer Brawler. Head, 8 damage. Critically injured. William Shakespeare. Fight. Cave Bat. Ratkin Necromancer. Critical hit. 8 damage. The Ratkin Necromancer Brawler has been defeated. Cave Bat skeleton. Harper Lee. Ratkin Adventurer Brawler. William Shakespeare. 3 damage. Harper Lee, Ratkin Adventurer Brawler, 8 damage. The Ratkin Adventurer Brawler has been defeated. William Shakespeare, fight. Cave Bat Skeleton.
Now, one thing I will point out, if you have animal skeletons, if you destroy or decapitate the skull, they can't attack because they use their mouth.
There is actually one animal that doesn't hold true for.
Oh?
Feral bears actually, I think, attack with their paws as well, because I mangled their skulls and they've still been able to attack me.
Yeah.
So.
Skull, 4 damage. The cave bat skeleton's skull is shattered. Critically injured. Critical hit. Left foot. 12 damage. The cave bat skeleton has been defeated. 220 experience awarded.
That wasn't that hard, because cave bats don't have a lot of health.
Resting.
To begin with.
Okay. Resting completed. Nearest unexplored space. West. 1. Cure zombie rot potion. Unidentified scroll. 2 healing potion. Cure zombie. You've.
Grab that. That'll be useful.
There is a stairway up here. Nearest unexplored space. East. 1. South. 1. East. 1. North. 1. East. 4. North. 2. East. 10. South. 18. West. 1.
Yeah, it's taking me all the way back.
You've entered BJMAN's General Emporium, a kobold-run establishment.
Oh. Here's a shop.
3 doors. 1 door on the north wall.
Yeah,
one
so
unexplored.
Some doors.
1 door on the east wall.
Okay, how do you enter a shop? I think it's...
What is that key? Hit it...
I think it's... Apostrophe?
Hit apostrophe.
Console. Warning, the use of cheats will invalidate your score.
What? That's great. That's the accent key, isn't it?
I hit.
For cheats?
Unless my keyboard's acting weird. Yeah, there is one cheat in this game, and I don't know if I should tell people, because you're supposed to donate for it, but, yeah, I don't know.
And it honestly is not...
It's not that great, because it just gives you a human brawler that's controlled by the computer.
And it also invalidates your score, so you won't have a score for the game.
Yeah, let me hit shift.
Context menu, save game, rest, search, pick up item, magic, equipment, inventory, care, locate nearest, enter shop, quote key, cancelled.
Oh, shift, apostrophe.
Context menu, enter shop, quote key, console. Warning,
what?
Save game, cancelled.
Wait. Why? Is my keyboard messed up?
That's not the key. That's not the key to enter cheats. That's supposed to be...
Let me see. Let me,
Entombed. Input help on. Tick. Shift plus tick.
Yeah, that should be a quotation mark.
NVDA plus one. Input help off.
I guess I can do it through the context menu.
Context, save, pick, map, input, care, look, near, enter, shop, quote key.
Yeah, I don't know if my keyboard's messed up, but I'll just do it like this.
Welcome to BEJMAN's General Emporium. BEJMAN glares at you uneasily. You're carrying 5 gold. Buy.
So you can buy.
Sell. Identify.
Identify items.
Exit. Buy.
Let's see what this has got.
Dubious wool loin cloth. Dubious cave bear leather tunic. Dubious iron buckler. 20.
Crap.
Dubious rabbit leather tunic. Dubious iron buckler. Dubious wool tunic. Dubious dire wolf leather loin cloth. Parash buckler. Dubious iron basilard. 60. Dubious 13 blackwood arrows. 6 gold. 2 cure poison potions. 77 gold. Dubious 15 iron arrows. 12 gold. Dubious 18 larchwood arrows. Crude 3 blackwood arrows. Level 1 haste skull. 8 gold. Level 1 paralyzed skull. 8 gold. Level 1 shrink skull. 8 gold. 2 cure zombie rot potions. 77 gold. Dubious wool loin cloth. 1
yeah.
Cancelled. Bye.
There's some good stuff in here. I don't have enough gold.
Nearest unexplored space. North. 4.
Yeah.
West. 1.
But I'll keep this place in mind.
Identify. Cancelled.
So yeah, I don't know why I can't use the quote key. I don't know if it's my keyboard or the OS is messed up.
Unidentified scroll. Crude 11 larchwood arrows. Unidentified scroll. You've picked up a crude 11 larchwood arrows. Nearest unexplored space. West. 2. North. 8. Nearest unexplored space. East. 6. South. 10. West. 2. South. 1. You've entered BEJMAN's general nearest unexplored space.
Shut
west,
up.
1, south, 1, west, 1, north, 1, west, 2, south, 1.
Yeah, I think the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to split each of these floors into one video.
Nearest unexplored space, west, 1, yeah. North, 6, west, 2, south, 1. Nearest unexplored
the
space.
Heck?
East, 2, north, 2, west, 2, north,
oh.
2, what? Nearest unexplored
is
space.
Is it gonna make me
west,
go
1?
Oh, good. I thought it was gonna make me go all the way back, like, across two rooms.
Unexplored space. North. 2. East. 4. North. 4. East. 4. North. 2. West. 2. North. 2. West. 1.
Aha.
Saving game. Save completed.
I think this is where we get our next character.
You've stumbled into a room where a half-elf is being held captive. There is a stairway down here. Goblin Shaman. Goblin Shaman uses animal form. Feral Bear Shaman has changed into a feral bear. Kobold Thief Mage. William Shakespeare. Light damage. William Shakespeare, fight.
Let's
Goblin
see.
Shaman, Kobold Thief Mage, Goblin Shaman, 3 damage.
Three
damage.
It's a bear.
Harper Lee, Kobold Thief Mage, 7 damage. Badly injured, Harper Lee, Kobold Thief Mage, 6 damage. Critically injured, Goblin Shaman, Feral Bear Shaman casts heal. Kobold Thief Mage's torso was healed 4 points. Kobold Thief Mage, Kobold Thief Mage
see?
Casts Firebolt. William Shakespeare, left hand, 1 damage. William Shakespeare, fight.
I don't like shamans.
Goblin Shaman. Critical hit. 8 damage. Injured. 5 damage. Injured. Harper Lee. Kobold Thief Mage. 6 damage. The Kobold Thief Mage has been defeated. Feral Bear Shaman has returned to normal. Goblin Shaman. Goblin Shaman casts heal. Goblin Shaman's torso was healed 4 points. William Shakespeare. Fight.
Fortunately, it's not that much.
3 damage. Badly injured. 1 damage. Badly injured. Harper Lee. Goblin Shaman. 6 damage. Critically injured. Goblin Shaman. The Goblin Shaman grabs a dubious wool tunic off the ground and puts it on. William Shakespeare. Fight.
And I actually did email Jason Allen a long time ago, and I asked him about animal form, because currently it only transforms you into a bear. And I think it's mm-hmm. supposed to actually transform you into a bunch of different creatures. But he said he was working on it, or he wanted to do a lot more with it, but didn't. So.
Goblin Shaman, 2 damage. The yeah. Goblin Shaman has been defeated. 155 experience awarded.
Yeah.
Collected 3 gold. You release Gnarla Just Hero. As a sign of gratitude, Gnarla Just Hero joins your group.
Yeah, I actually remember you and I discovered a creature that we had never heard of before when we were playing around with I think it was Reincarnate or something. It was a dire bear.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably a few things that he coded in that aren't complete or aren't part of yeah. the main game. I don't know.
William Shakespeare's...
Let me see what this thing is.
Gnarla Just Hero.
Shift tab to jump to the
it's
end.
It's something useful.
Gnarla Just Hero is a male half-elf assassin.
Ooh, well...
That's not going to be great for...
Assassin?
Allocate skill points. Gnarla Just Hero has one confirmed skill general health state at rename. Cancelled.
Well, I guess we'll see.
This floor has been completely explored.
Oh, we're done.
Would have been better as a secondary.
It's 11:30.
Cobalt, dubious copper buckler, dubious wool loin, dubious large ash longbow.
Ooh, so that kobold had a bow.
This is a kobold made dubious large ash longbow. It has the following attributes: base damage, 8 points.
Oh, that's okay.
You pick goblin, dubious wool tune, dubious teak buck, per large copper war ham, crude felt tune, dubious 29 teak.
I wanna...
You've picked up. Cancelled.
Hmm.
Use that. You might want to start using
William's
that.
Left, dubious large ash longbow. You've equipped a dubious large ash longbow. William's equipment menu, cancelled.
Now if you go...
Inventory weapons, clothing, expendable, equipped items, dubious large ash longbow. Choose the default ammunition for the crude 11 lark per 12 dubious crude 11 dubious 29 teak arrows. Select a dubious 29 teak arrows. Options, cancelled.
Here's my question. Do the quality of arrows actually matter? Because they don't seem like it.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it more depends on the quality of the bow and the level of your skills.
Yeah.
I don't know. Alright, did I clear everything? I'm just walking around. Yep. Yeah, so yep. If you walk around and you don't have any creatures pop up, then you're good.
Saving game.
Okay.
Save completed.
Let's go down.
You stumble upon a pair of wolves trying to smash through a town's gates. Wolf 1, Harper Lee, front left paw, 8 damage. Gnarla Just Hero, fight. Techniques, hide.
I wonder if we should both hide.
Hide.
Let's see.
Gnarla Just Hero slips into the shadows. Harper Lee, Wolf 1, 8 damage. Wolf 2, William Shakespeare, 8 damage. William Shakespeare, fight. Take true shot, hide. William Shakespeare slips into the shadows. Wolf 1, Harper Lee, 8 damage, injured. Wolf 2, Harper Lee, 7 damage, badly injured. Harper Lee, Wolf 1. Gnarla Just Hero, fight. Wolf 1.
Let's see.
This is a female wolf. She appears slightly in Wolf 2. This is a male wolf. He appears not in wolf sneak attack, 10 damage, badly injured, sneak attack, 10 damage, critically injured, hide has faded from Gnarla Just Hero, William Shakespeare, fight.
Not too bad.
Technique, truth, multi-shot.
Now, watch this.
Wolf, sneak attack, 20 damage, the wolf has been defeated, sneak attack, 25 damage, critically injured, hide has faded from William Shakespeare, Harper Lee, Wolf 2, 8 damage, the wolf has been defeated, 1200 experience awarded, William Shakespeare has attained level 3, William Shakespeare's attributes have improved. Gained 4 hit points. Gained 5 magic points. William Shakespeare now has 1 skill point. Harper Lee has attained level 3. Harper Lee's attributes have improved. Gained 9 hit points. Gnarla Just Hero has attained level 2. Gnarla Just Hero's attributes have improved. Gained 3 hit points. Gained 4 magic points. Gnarla Just Hero now has 2 skill points. Gnarla Just Hero is now experienced enough for a second job. You prevented the town gates from being breached. Before continuing inside, you find a small orb clutched in the hands of a vanquished gate guard. You can now create portals to town. Look around.
And to create portals from anywhere, you hit F1.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the town. It's a menu.
General store. Look around.
Look around. That just gives you a description.
General store.
Let's look in the general store.
Welcome to Loper's General Emporium. Loper glares at you uneasily. You're carrying 8 gold. Buy.
Let's see.
Per large teak staff sling, 10 gold. Good large copper spear, 66 gold.
I wonder if my assassin could use that.
If you I could use what?
The spear. That might actually be good.
Dubious loden loincloth, dubious deer leather tunic, per large copper
it
claim.
Can't, can
64
it?
Gold.
I don't think so. Well, I'm not sure. Ooh, there's a claymore. Which, by the way, you can't use claymores. I think that's a bug.
Decent large copper longsword, 47 gold.
Yeah. It was a sword.
Dubious large iron falcon, 39 gold.
It's a sword.
Four linen tunic, 9 gold. Two cure poison potions, 77 gold. Four cure zombie rot potions, 154 gold. Level 2 harm spell, 15 gold.
I'll to the longbow. I want to see.
Four two per linen, dubious large iron, decent, dubious large iron falcon, 39 gold.
Yeah.
William Shakespeare can't use this item. Harper Lee can't use this item.
Oh, Marla, you don't Chester have. Has nothing that's comparable. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so if you hit C, that'll tell you. What makes you go to that spear?
Good large copper spear, 66 gold. Checking William Shakespeare's equipped weapons. Compared to dubious large ash longbow, good large copper spear is 11% more damaging, 40% stronger, 0% less accurate, and 10% slower between attacks. Harper Lee can't use this item. Narla Jespiro has nothing comparable.
Yeah, so I could give this to the assassin.
Per linen tunic.
But I gotta get gold.
2-4 cures on level 2 harm, 5 magic potions, level 3 harm scroll, per 3 blackwood arrow, dubious 20 teak arrows, 10 gold.
Yeah.
Cancelled. Buy. Exit. Item sell. 5 healing potions, 25 gold, 3 magic potions, cure zombie, dubious 28 teak, unidentified, dubious wolf leather sling, 2 gold.
Really?
Per 12 blackwood arrows, crude 11 large, good 5 basalt rocks, 0 gold. There are 5 inches this stack. Sell how many?
0 gold, really?
Fruit 11 larchwood arrows, 1 gold. Cancelled. Bought. Exit.
So you can sell stuff.
General store. Tavern.
Let's see. Should I show off the tavern?
You enter the Twilight Tavern. Get a quest.
Yeah, so you can get quests. Now, one thing to note, if you don't like the quests, you can reload your game, come back down here, and check, and it will generate a new set for you.
You check for notices on the tavern wall. You find 3 notices. New Black Mountain, a hateful hobgoblin, seems to be organizing attacks against our town. He has a lair somewhere on the 4th floor. Destroy it and I'll reward you with 32 gold and healing potion. You feel this quest could be dangerous. Accept this quest?
You think so?
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, yay or nay. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
You accept the quest. The notice magically binds to you. A hobgoblin necromancer killed my mother when the town was last attacked. I heard it's residing somewhere on the 5th floor. Destroy it and I'll reward you with 139 gold, 2 magic potions, a crude large frozen sickly magician's swift copper greatsword of swiftness, crude 17 larchwood arrows, and a cure poison potion. You feel this quest could be very dangerous. Accept this quest?
Yeah, when it says dangerous... Yeah. And very dangerous, that just determines what level the creatures are.
You accept the quest.
Yeah.
The notice magically binds to you. Hugh Trenchblade, a repulsive hobgoblin, seems to be organizing attacks against our town. He has a lair somewhere on the 6th floor. Destroy it and I'll reward you with 108 gold, 2 cure zombie rot potions, a crude deathly copper basilard of swiftness, and dubious 10 iron arrows. You feel this quest could be very dangerous. Accept this quest?
Think so?
Yeah.
You accept the quest. The notice magically binds to you. Get a quest. Leave. You leave the tavern. Tavern.
And I believe you can hit Q to check your quests.
Bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
You enter the Twilight Bazaar. Bye.
Okay. So the bazaar, first of all, you have to have the full version. Second of all, you have to have an internet connection, because this connects to a server. And this basically allows you to buy items from players or to sell items.
Sell. Manage items for sale.
Manage items for sale. I don't have anything.
Bazaar statistics.
And we can go through this real quick.
Getting statistics. One moment, please. Current bazaar statistics, you have 61 trade coins. The following items are for sale. 1. Special items. 2. Daggers and knives. 88. Swords. 16. Axes. 41. Clubs and hammers. 25. Large swords. 17. Large axes. 33. Large clubs and hammers. 6. Slings. 15. Archery. 14. Light armor. 8. Bucklers. 10. Shields. 2. Leather armor. 9. Chain armor. 6. Scale armor. 20. Plate armor. 14. Spears. 26. Whips. 43. Short swords. 25. Makes and flails. 421 Messages. Total items for sale. Messages.
Messages doesn't work. That's a bug.
Exit. Buy.
And I think there's some things that you can't buy or that won't show up.
Yeah, like long swords.
Yeah. There are bugs in this game.
Buy what type of item? Archery. Axe. Mm-hmm. Archery. Any quality. Searching for any quality archery that have been discovered above the third level. There are no archery currently in the bazaar that you can purchase.
Oh, crap.
Buy. Exit.
Although I don't have that many trade coins, so I don't know.
Buy. Exit.
Did it say there was some listed? I thought it said there was some archery later.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm low enough, because the way the bazaar works, or the way it should work, is it's supposed to categorize things based on what floor they were found on, but I think there are some bugs. No. If you repost stuff, it doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool concept, and I think if Jason was still around to fix stuff, it would have been even better. But,
By what type of item? Axe. But chain, club, cross, hide armor, large axes.
Oh, yeah, crossbows. I don't think there are crossbows in this game. That was probably mm-hmm. something he was going to do.
Large, or martial large arts salt. Is another.
Large salt, leather armor.
Yeah.
Light armor, makes and flame. Martial arts.
Yeah.
Light armor.
Let's see, let's look at light
any
armor.
Any quality. Searching for any quality light armor that have been discovered above the third level. Found 5 matches. Good felt tunic, 56 trade coins. Good cotton, dubious wool tunic. Dubious cotton tunic, dubious wool tunic. 35, buy, exit.
Yeah, there's not that great stuff in the bazaar. There used to be a lot of good stuff. Lots of items that would boost your stats like crazy.
Yeah, there might be stuff later, but you're not low enough.
Yeah. And I don't think there's a lot of stuff anymore, because I don't think a lot of people play this anymore.
You leave the bazaar.
Yeah.
But of course, I have no way of knowing that.
You return to the second floor.
Yeah, so I'm gonna...
Stairway up, east.
Oops.
Resting. William Shakespeare has restored an ability point. Gnarla just hero...
Okay.
Will General Alan William tree shot, multi conf dual, sneak, critical hit, sneak attack. Level 3 of 5. Sneak attack has multi-con skill. Harper help. Gnarl allocate. Choose secondary job.
What should I choose as a second job for this one?
Select a secondary job for the half-elf assassin. Gnarla Jester. Mage. Healer.
Assassin.
Thief. Wanderer. Ranger. Necromancer. Bard. Monk. Paladin. Fighter. Paladin. Monk. Bard. Necromancer.
I wish it wasn't an assassin in the first place. Assassin's not gonna... You're missing out on a lot of your weapon choices because you're assassin first.
I know.
Ranger.
You don't have a lot of...
But you can't control that. It's all random.
Yeah.
Wanderer.
Yeah.
Thief. Healer. Mage. Fighter.
I could choose fighter, but that won't really...
Just do fighter, I guess.
Fighter.
Fighter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gnarla just hero is now a assassin fighter.
Actually, it's supposed to be Anne... But whatever.
Will help state general John Ranger. Cancel. Harp. Gnarla. Gnarla just hero has 2 critical hit. Assassinate. Sneak attack. Leather armor. Short swords. Daggers and knife. Dual wheel. Flurry. Swords. Confirm changes.
Yeah, you don't get quite as much.
Dual daggers and knives. Short swords.
Just the skills from the second job, I believe.
Leather armor. Sneak attack.
So sneak attack.
Critical hit. Sneak attack. Level 1 of 5.
Yeah.
Sneak attack has an...
Yeah.
Sneak attack. Gnarla just hero has... Assassin confirmed skill health status. 104 out health state care general information.
Oh, that's a bug.
Cancelled.
Let me see.
William Park Gnarla just health... Gnarla just hero is a male half-elf assassin fighter.
Oh, what should we name him?
Help care... John, rename. Please type the character's given name.
Hmm. who's the guy that wrote Great Gatsby?
What?
Who's the guy that wrote Great Gatsby? John Steinbeck?
Now enter the character's family name.
I think so.
This character's name is John Steinbeck. Is this okay?
How do you spell that?
Please type the character's given name. Now sure. Enter the character's family name.
Alexa, spell John Steinbeck.
John Steinbeck is spelled J-O-H-N-S-T-E-I-N-B-E-C-K.
Yes, thank you, Amazon Echo.
This character's name is John Steinbeck. Is this okay? Narla Just Hero is now called John Steinbeck. Cancelled.
Oh man, this is great.
Resting. William Shakespeare has restored an ability point. Resting completed.
I hope you guys don't mind me doing this.
Saving game. Save completed.
I just think it's funny, because you can name your characters whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that is the second floor. I'm sorry these are kind of long. Hopefully they'll be a little shorter, because I won't have to do as much explaining as we continue. But anyway, hope you've enjoyed this, and until next time, bye.
Bye.